some Yichud cases. So the Baal Teshuva, she's going home to her divorced father, and he said her father's total parents. Want to know if there's a problem with Yichud?
Her daughter.
If you would do this with
her father's total parents.
Father knows no shash, and it's going to be Beseder. Fine, next case. Fine. Next case. Nice family from Kiryat Sefer. The husband lives in the mayor. And Miriam works in some company, and she works hard hours to support her husband. So sometimes in the afternoon, she's alone with one other lady in the office. What's the halacha? What?
Is that
a man? Her fire boss. And the husband lives in the mirror. She works somewhere next to Kiryat Sefer. Once she's okay, even though Pesach Shuva brought down from the Tzchel Avam being Machmer, but the Maaser Moshe is the Minigz Vimekel, if once one is not a part of the Chashash, so then the other one is not part of the Chashash. Then you have to leave a Gospel. Is it leave a Gospel or not? If it's leave a Gospel. What?
It's on Pearl.
What?
It doesn't matter if the divorce is
even gospel. Right, you have to honor the gospel. Just push it out. Imagine she's a nice couple from Kiryat Sefer that it's not going to be the gospel. She's not, what? Let's just keep the Kiryat Sefer. I hope so. Right, if not the co-workers, right. If the co-worker, right. If the co-worker would be with the gospel and she's not the gospel, then we lost both of them. She lost the bottle beer because the gospel and the co-worker. And okay, let's change the shadow now a second. So let's say her and her fire boss, and her, it's one-on-one, let's say, and the two men who have the key.
Why does it matter if the boss is right?
No. Two men have the key. Two men have the key.
So one of them is a kosher, it's fine.
What did I say?
One of them is a kosher, it's fine. One of them a kosher.
So Shailen is two both have a ksua. Because two men have the key, do you need three people
to keep?
Do you need three people to keep a ksua, or two enough?
What?
That meant to come in or not?
Possibly.
Is that better to talk to, or only three?
What?
We need three better to talk to, or two ways better to talk
to? How do you say?
We need three people to keep a better to talk to, or two enough? We call it that.
We three all together, right?
The key just makes it that now they can get in. So it's like Pesach Pesuach. It's like Pesach Pesuach, but two Pesach Pesuach is enough. You have to have three. Unless the mom is coming in, then it's like Nechaz V'yaseh. But just the fact that they maybe could come in, then Pashas wouldn't be. Pashas, two would not be enough. You have to have three. So, unless the mom is coming in.
A divorce works because she's set up on him. She wants to read.
I don't think so. Let's say a lot of people come in, but the only way to get in is you have to get buzzed in.
How long would it take them to stop the Maisha?
Well, Maisha likes it.
Will it be weird if
they're fat in their office, like maybe no one's working. I don't know.
How suspicious would it be if it takes 3 minutes to buzz them in? Then it might be happening.
Fine. Somebody, somebody at a secretary. He says, always Macri to get the secretaries who. That's a good chance. He always gets the other secretaries.
That's what?
That's what he tries to do, yeah. The ugliest secretaries. There shouldn't be any.
Well? His wife picked them up.
Okay, nice. Wants to know, like, no time of rose. Anyone. Zero tzad. Half a tzad. You want to know, like, is any chsashi chud?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Fine, some of them like on a very high floor, like the skyscraper, that's the 8th floor. They have elevator. Just go, you know, takes some time to get up. So his wife went downstairs to pick up her father-in-law. And he went to the elevator to pick him up. He's upstairs. She went downstairs to pick up the father-in-law, and they went to the elevator to come upstairs.
Express elevator?
Motor.
It's 83 flights. It takes a nice amount of time, like, until it gets up. It's got a
minute. 7
minutes.
It just takes time, doesn't it? It's an old man. He can run different speeds. And the old man, like, it's just like, he just takes it slow. He gets a very big headache. So they do the. This is like a 2020 elevator. You tell what speed you want, like 60, 30, 20, 10. He's like, I need to take things slow. Relax. Classical music.
Put it open on every floor and go straight up.
Never see it. Eyes by the air.
You can't get in.
Drive stairs.
It's a big
ass. Fine. Somebody's brother moved in and sleeps by them.
Who?
Your wife's brother moves into the house.
Your wife's brother or your brother?
Your wife's brother.
What's the answer to that later?
Hey, if it's a bit of sure you could, and then maybe in a family would be a problem. But according to Moshe, for sure it won't be. According to if it's like a 5 minute, if it's like a, you know, very long elevator, then maybe Echonami. Then
Shuri
is how
many minutes?
What do you say?
5 minutes.
Oh, ready by 3 minutes. But right, if it could stay, that's the story. It could stay. It's not really negative, because if it could stay, you know, that's also that child. Fine. Somebody's wife's brother sleeps in the house to be a kvius. Why?
No, what's the problem?
What's the problem, Yisrael? Okay. And the husband goes every night, the night seder, between 7:30 to 11. Sorry, 8:30 to 10:30. So is it a problem that they're big kfiyas and
could he come home?
And but it doesn't help the big asva. What? It's the big asva. Does it? So.
4 hours old.
What do you guys say?
It's fine.
Yeah. It's part of the kfiyas that you're together.
Parents also.
Yeah.
But they're living with other people in the house.
That they're together for a long time, they're living with kfiyas. Yeah, then they're living with other people, that's not going to be a problem. Even Rav Moshe doesn't mean like every time if you go up a couple minutes, it's not going to be after. I'm saying, even though it's a dear bekvias, but it's not dear bekvias in a massive yichud. That's all.
You have one line where so they go out for a few hours at night, it can be an issue. Right?
Yeah,
depends on how you take it.
Yeah, sure they're not. So, you know, what's more cow to have? You know, it's hard to find clean ladies nowadays. So, to get a Jewish man cleaning lady or a Geisha man cleaning lady? Cleaning man, sorry. That's just a shot. Or what type of cleaning? A Geisha one or a Jewish one?
Jewish one.
What's the situation?
No,
the Geisha. The Geisha.
Has Bobby worked for parts?
Yeah.
Bobby works for parts.
She gave business to a Jew.
All right.
What?
What's the shot? I mean,
is it yes or no?
Guys there, Banan, and the Jews are racist. It's not, it's more Kaldic.
If he's married,
what do you say?
He's married.
Married, maybe they're racist. Possibly, yeah, possibly not.
Al
Seichel,
I
might
be smarter
about this. Right, Seichel is a Jew. Al Tzalach is straight up, a guy is their bonan, and a Jew is their Isa. Let's ask this. Let's say the husband.
The wife is married, no? The bride of the year.
The cleaning man, right?
Okay. The man with the wife, the Isa, their Isa.
What?
The only ever wish woman who's married, that is their bonan, their Isa.
She's married.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you mean. One second. Somebody went to the airport. So they're going to the airport. It was a man taking a... No, she took a female driver. Yeah, she's going to the airport. She took a female driver because she didn't want to take a man driver because she's chashish v'yichud. That's what she did. So she's taking out those female drivers. But then she brought along her 14-year-old son. No, no, I'm saying what?
Her mother's not there.
What do you say? And if it's at night?
Still.
It's one shimer. Yeah. What?
That's
absurd. Yeah, so much. If it's okay, then you can take a man driver. If it's not okay, then you could take a lady driver. Somebody got remarried, and his daughter. So his wife being home with his 9.5-year-old son.
Huh?
What's
the case?
Could be make up to 11.
What's the case?
That his wife got remarried.
Stepmother, stepson.
And his wife, his new wife, being with his 9.5-year-old boy.
Thank you for anything.
How old was he when they got remarried?
He's 9.5. It's a real case.
It's 11.
Like I said.
Matthew's 11.
relations of righteousness that time.
We buy gospel.
What is it? Is that even gospel? Is that not even gospel?
She keeps him lunch and
breakfast. No, he's 9 years old.
She makes his lunch for
school. Same, but it's not even gospel.
You got good lunch.
It's not deeper gospel.
She talks to you about it, maybe.
So what? He has it, he's 9, and she's good at it. Yeah, it's a different level of
huh?
Okay, let's just switch the case when he's 18.
He's 18. Huh?
So if you have...
If there's
problems here,
you play gospel.
If he's Messiah, he's turned like a mother.
It might not be the gospel.
When ever you get to the point to really big ass, we have a pretty, you know, a pretty big issue, right?
We rely on the
when you get to that stage.
How much so what? No, Ramesh doesn't say it over here. No, Shaykhis. Ramesh says when you took the adopted kid at a young age, you brought him up and whatever.
That's
it.
If he's Messiah,
he's
turned
like
a... No, Ramesh doesn't say it. Ramesh only says you start at a young age, you brought him up and whatever.
He was 2 years old.
You know, yeah, then we can start handling that. Ramesh will apply at 2 years old, but you can marry 10, 11. I'll talk about. Ramesh doesn't say it.
At 9 years old,
it's
fine.
Just don't know. Yeah, it wouldn't be. Oh, this is the case. Somebody Shavuos night, his wife's cousin stay by the house. He's not staying up Shavuos night. He's going to sleep.
Cousin.
Her cousin. He's not staying up Shavuos night. He's going to sleep.
Cousin.
The cousin, Reuven. Reuven's staying by your wife's cousin, staying over Shavuos night. He's going to sleep. It's for his night. Husband wants to know. Does he?
Is he leave a gospel?
Lock her bedroom door.
Oh, what?
Are you saying?
Lock the bedroom door. And the bedroom door.
If he never got lunch with his night, it should be
also.
If he was,
it's
like
the big. It's a cousin, first cousin, very possibly the big asshole, you know. Blast
the door.
You know, his Balbir is not going to be 8, so.
Depends on the guy.
If it's not a big asshole, Balbir kill.
Yeah. She says she's not getting locked in. She's not a little Muskin. No, she's not locking the door. She has to go to the bathroom. She has to.
No, they don't have
lock
him in. Yeah, but he's only coming home once, I don't know, it's not.
Lock him in
without
the last night.
It's
Mufka
that he won't just get tired.
No, if he comes home, it's not called. That's right. Good, that's right, they're about here.
Depends on the silk in that case, if it's true, right? People are walking around.
Why don't you stay with his wife? He's
happy. He's good. Why not?
He's got his wife. Very tight. What are you
doing? They're not sleeping with the door open.
Not sleeping with the door open.
Can he tell his wife
So open door just be probably pass up so the big ass but sign up like us. You have to know at 3 o'clock in the morning whether people are around or not.
I'm thinking Shavuos night.
Shavuos night, come in.
Outside, the building is still empty.
She's sleeping in her bedroom.
Everyone's learning.
Goes up into the house. That's what they call
it.
You never discussed this, Shaila, by the room.
Don't stay away.
That's what I'm going to say. They're in the same room now. LMA.
No one noticed if they went into the same room. They're by themselves. The Pesach episode doesn't see into the room where they're being vehicled. You know, because the Pesach episode on the house and mapped it up. And the apartment building 3 flights up. It gets a bit.
What's your emotion?
Let's just see one of the people.
Someone could walk in. Someone could walk into the house and walk straight into the room.
Sure, that's right.
So then some, even if they're in the dining room, nobody's walking into your house.
Everyone, what do you mean by that?
Oh, it's a hero out there.
Kitzur, in this case, I'm saying, not great.
What do you mean by Pesach
Tzur? That guy is, probably should learn at home. So.
What?
Probably should learn at home. Unless,
not just tell his wife he's tired, but really, really tired, and that, as he goes, says tired, he might commit himself.
I don't think it's next to the 8 says, well, yeah. Fine. Somebody's brother-in-law went to babysit for his 7-year-old girl and his, say, 3-year-old girl.
That's mutter.
Make under 9.
When you have a cotton and a gottel, the cotton rats out the gottel and it's fine. It's a shame.
Who's her shame?
Who's her?
The 7-year-old.
The 3-year-old, the cotton. She'll buy a little. No,
she's a shame. 7-year-old's a shame.
No, she's not 9. Hmm?
She's a shame of the 7-year-old.
What? She's not missing out my
beer. What if she's a lot?
What?
Okay, two tanis.
Can Rabbi, what's the answer to
7-3? He says they have to be worried about by two. Only it works like Gdol and Ktanas. The Gdol is matzel. The Ktanas matzel the Gdol from Pitoi, and Gdol is matzel Ktanas from Minus. He says two tanis, and we're still back to the Chashash Minus.
So what about a
7-3? Yeah, problem. See? Can't do it. Don't do it. Don't try it at home.
If
there's a boy, if there's a 5-year-old boy, then maybe that works. Somebody's going to a physical therapist, a girl, and there are two male doctors.
Have they put some?
Yeah.
Sheesh, well, I'm a Chassan Kaisa. Hey, girl going to physical therapist and the two male doctors.
One,
maybe
two men.
She's a Svarti? Okay, she's asking, how's your Svarti? And tell you whether they're putzim.
And also whether
it's a sucking manashim. What
did
you say? Somebody's family friend popped in. Somebody's family friend from Miami popped in. And popped in to visit his wife. Matarasa.
It's a girl?
What? No. No.
What's the case?
Somebody's family's friend.
A man?
A man, yeah. Parents' friends came to visit came to
a pub.
No, just a man came.
Believe the gospel?
Possibly, possible.
But it's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. This happens. Somebody's staying by the grandmother. Two cousins. Two cousins went to visit their grandmother. One boy, one girl visiting their grandmother. But the grandmother was wheelchair bound. She couldn't move. If she's not mobile, then if she's not mobile, it's not much of a shame, right? Yeah, Tanakis can work around and see what's going on. Yeah, she can.
But she can't see. Can't walk.
Can't walk. So
you're allowed to go into the room when she can't get it.
It would have to be another view when she goes to sleep, I'm saying. You have a problem, right? My son is the Matzah Yichud. So he ran out quick, he ran out to the porch. People could see him, yeah.
He's fine. He's talking to
the Rosh. He's fine. Rosh is a Pnimi V'chitzen, maybe.
That's
only if you go Rabbi outside. So Chesh is something I'm not sure. We should go back in.
What do you should go back in
then? No, there's a Chasen Kala. There's a Chasen Kala. They realize that she's person either. So they didn't know what to do. So he just like hung out on the porch at night.
Because he
has to stay
there.
He can't
wait.
So tell
her to leave.
Sometimes we have, it's tell, but even though it's not such a good Yitzik, it's Pnimi V'chitzen. It's Tali Rashi and Rambam, right?
She could lock him out, at least it wouldn't make
what him. What
she locks him out, it makes him much less calm.
You don't need a bigger shmir, like
Mahalo? You do, but even without that, I'm saying.
Yeah. Then you could stay in the regular Yukon.
And the parents went away, and your older sister invited two friends for a sleepover party.
One or three at night, you should have a
fourth, but it's not a question.
Tell her to invite another.
First of all, sister, you show you. What's the dinner over there?
That's what I said.
Get another
dinner.
How many boys
are
there now?
What I said?
One
boy, yeah.
What
did I say? One boy, divided two, divided two. Both have a third one, right? Fourth. Fourth, yeah. I'm saying definitely a chachila. I have one of 1 and 4.
It's not better than a sister. She's not going to be miser herself.
So that's one. That's one shamer.
But then she's not part of it.
She's one shamer. It's not going to be two shamer. So.
No, but then if you have a miser herself, so then you don't get
it. You're a miser. You have a miser. Thing.
Then you can only have one more friend. It's
fine. I say?
Even if you have one friend.
Anytime? Yeah, because you have one shem. What? Anytime? Rabbi, according to Moshe, if you have a sister and one friend, it's fine. No. Why? That's one and two.
Yeah, but you have
one shem. One that's. One shem, Moshe, that is the face is not good.
Then where's his need to at night? But I'm saying. Moshe is saying
we have three people, so. One of them's a mother. So, day and a night.
No, but one of them's
boys overnight.
The day is one and night, and I need to show him. Somebody went into a doctor's office. Yeah, but it's only one show. One's going to be sleeping.
But so one of them is not a problem.
One fine. So one of them, we'll worry about that one's going to be sleeping, and then the other one's going to be a problem. So somebody went into a doctor's office, and there's a window over there. So just her and the doctor. So she figured that's not Yichud. Why? Because there's a window. People could see through. Afterwards, when she went out, she realized the window was tinted.
But that's good,
no?
Because she didn't know.
Does Rashi have a
Yichud or not? No. You have others to rely on that doctor's office, okay?
No.
You see,
the doctor knew it was tinted, so he was fasting in color.
Huh?
What do you say?
The doctor knew it was tinted, so he was fasting in color.
What do you say?
The doctor knew it was tinted, so he was fasting in color.
Neither of them
knew it was tinted? No, he knows it's tinted, she didn't know.
Shad Pito Yelokaver.
What do you say?
Shad Pito Yelokaver.
But there was no.
It should be like the window. Pito could have right, so Shad Pito Yelokaver. So, you keep her coming up. She had a chit.
What's the answer?
Stoma remains right in Stoma, I think so. Because you'd be wearing a matzah yichud, like in ours. Because the matzah that she could have been mefuta, just.
What did she know?
What do you say?
What did she know
it was tinted? Then why not? The pita rechesh is on the man. Stomach, 100%. So the maaser, somebody has a baby and a mamo is coming to the house. Mutar aser.
Oh,
aser. Aser, and any aitzes?
Wife, wife's there?
No, she's, she had a baby. She's out.
Bring,
neighbors. Any, what aitzes, huh? You know what aitzes, huh? You the wife's not there. It's aser. You could, 101. Wow. What's that there?
Oh,
I'm saying, fine, so what aitzes now? Well, let's go. What? Two kids over five, that could be one aitzah.
Why is that an issue?
Because they have two shayim. What?
Over five till
one. That's one aitzah. She can lock herself in if it's shayach. What else? Okay. How many people? Who?
Brother-in-law.
So say about your brother-in-law. Is that good enough?
Her daughter.
No.
Her daughter.
That's only one shame, right? You have to have a brother-in-law and his friend or something like that.
Mother-in-law.
We've had it, okay? We've had it. Was a, the mother came with her daughter.
Came with her daughter, mother.
Came with her daughter. The mother came with her daughter. The husband invited over his brother.
So two men, two women, and
This is a very common case. You know, you have a babysitter, so you do a pasuk b'surah. So they leave the door open, they put the latch, you know, the latches on?
Yeah.
So they leave the latch open.
Open?
Like no, it's locked, but like the door open. It's not a lot of time.
Don't come in.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't help. Yes.
What is it?
Can't go walk in.
So it is, and you can't get in. It's not go past the bazaar. A lot of times they do that. Saying like, I said, why do you do that? My father said, because of Yichud, I have to leave the door open. So she did. It was telling me how the door would have been closed, not locked, and you have the Jewish Rajba. Like now it's locked, and you can't get anywhere. You know, it's the... Huh?
Once someone opens it that much and you don't open it for like
some fun, you have a cleaning lady in your house.
That's fine.
You have a cleaning in your house and you forgot a safer at home. You want to go in and get it for a couple seconds. Can you just run in and get it?
With the door open.
And then if you leave the door open.
Wide open.
Door open, right. If not, any other aitzes? Let's say it's like on the sixth floor and you live in like one of these places like where no one comes. It's always like all the Baal Batim that bought the apartments and they just come there like for Yontif. So you live like in a deserted island a little bit. What? Kick her out, saying. What do you say?
What about one kid and one boy, one girl babysitting?
What?
One boy, one girl with a babysitter.
Is the Yichud in the lobby?
Okay, that's okay. This is okay. One boy, one girl, and a babysitter.
How old are the boys and girls?
What do you say?
How old the boy, how old the girl?
How old the boy, how's the girl?
Our husband.
I say?
Brother and sister?
5 and 3.
Yeah.
9-year-old boy, 5-year-old girl.
9-year-old boy, 5-year-old girl, and a babysitter. What's the halacha?
And
Day is mutter, and it's awesome. Day. Day is mutter because your brother and the sister is no kshash, so that's one shamer. At night, you have to have two shamer.
Why not babysitter?
The fill. Because the boy is not going to do his sister, it's one shamer. It's one shamer, so during the day, one shamer is a muff, and at night, you're going to need.
It's even if she's a five.
Yeah?
She's three.
They say?
Maybe for like 5, 6.
Oh, yeah, plenty of age. You go visit. You go to OHM, you visit a 85-year-old lady. You go to OHM, you go visit an 85-year-old lady.
His sister.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
I say? You don't walk into rooms. Yeah, in the rooms?
Yeah.
You walk into the rooms? Why?
Oh,
it depends on the type. Okay, could be a problem saying, what I say? Huh? I'll leave the door open if you want to do it. If you can leave the door open, then you leave the door open. You go to a doctor in a hospital. You go to the doctor in the hospital and you know, he closes the door behind him. Huh? Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. You go to a doctor in the hospital and he closes the door. What's the halacha? You go to the doctor, a specialist, and he closes the door.
The husband knows where she is and can come in.
So that's a story. It's totally whether he knows whether he knows
also whether people would come in.
What do you say?
Whether nurses would come in the middle?
Huh?
Nurses would come in the middle? Yes.
That'll be Italian. You've been as man and you buy your father your in-law's house. Father-in-law works far away. So you and your mother-in-law.
Your wife.
And so every time your wife goes shopping, what's the halacha?
She coming back?
Eventually.
What's eventually? How far is the mall?
Mall?
Oh, it's a mall. Shopping is a mall.
No.
Wherever she went.
From store.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not 50th Avenue. What, North Avenue? Doesn't exist anymore?
It does. Keep the door open.
Keep the door open. Let's say the door. Let's say the.
10 minutes away.
H studio doesn't work.
H studio doesn't help.
She's mamas cut in and out. She's like popping in and out, whatever. She's going to time of an hour or so, and it's not like that.
She went to Kiddush. She just left right now.
The pashas are bound. So we won't say that you have the heter of like Bala Be'ir that she's going to pop in every time and there's a mercy. That's the Ishta Imoy. She's not with him, saying, but. Therefore, Kipshuta Yabiyapah. Now, let's say, so when the door opens, let's say you live like on, let's say, area like Muncie, or, you know, the house is off the street and there aren't 20 people. Like, how often does somebody come to your door in Muncie?
The 8th floor, apartment.
What 8th floor, an apartment?
People walk by.
Yeah. What do you say?
People drive by.
Yeah, they're like, they're.
Yeah, but you guys from the lawn.
Like 200 feet away, you know, they're driving by.
Only one apartment on the floor.
What
do you say when they say verses? Is there a verse now? So I guess in the Zohar, Pesach means that people are going to come in, or it's...
So
is
what
you
say?
That people are going to come in? It's not so, very not Pashat, I'm saying, to Nego. No, because like in places we have apartment buildings and people around, and you have Mishalachim, you have kids, you have cats, you have dogs. Whatever.
Did people ever come into Rabbi's bar?
The door's open? All the time. The kids just barge right in. The kids in the hallway, the kids are walking in.
Nobody else comes into. Rabbi has kids
and
a bunch of friends.
Kids. I don't know. If my kid walks by open door, I walk right in. My 2-year-old? Even if it's closed, like, they'll try to open it too. I'm saying. But like,
I've never had someone just walk into my apartment.
Are they safe? You're in Yaffa.
Yeah, you need security.
Yeah, yeah, you can't even get to your building, you know. The shalachim, they're knocking and you're not coming to the door, and they know you're home. Don't pop that. Okay.
Really?
That's terrible. That's terrible. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So people in general don't walk in. Do people walk into your apartment?
Well, the people walk into your apartment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a shape?
People walk into your apartment.
Really? Walking around in shorts and a t-shirt.
I mean, an average guy doesn't have a guy. Someone people walking into
the apartment building.
Maybe an average guy here, that's a quick pull, does not have people walking into the
apartment. You have people walking into your building?
Maybe.
That happened. You know, I have upstairs and a downstairs. I don't know if my apartment a little bit. So, kids, I went downstairs to get. My niece is staying by my wife's. Whatever, my niece is staying by. Was staying for Shabbos or whatever it was. So, she was in that corner room over there, downstairs. And I went downstairs to get something, to get a safer. And she was sleeping. So my 2-year-old started following me. So I didn't want him to come down and make noise. So I was about to lock the door. That they can't come down while I get the safer. What do you say? That would have been a problem, right?
Yeah.
That lunch is locked. That lunch is locked.
And the kids don't have to
wait. You lock both, and you're safe. So no one can get to you. Do it every once in a while. If you like them both ends, then no one can come. Yeah, if I would have locked it, then that would have been a problem.